I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about fullness versus hollow. Having that feeling of fullness on the inside versus that feeling of feeling hollow, feeling empty, feeling like something is missing. So this is coming from firsthand experience. So we talk about often on these daily communion meditations, we talk about taking your positioning in the light. And when you take your positioning in the light, when you take your positioning in Christ, when you abide in Him, we talk about there, you have access to everything God has. Everything God has, He's given it to us in Christ. And in Him, there is this fullness. Thinking of John chapter 1, verse 16, it says, out of His fullness, we've all received grace upon grace. So He's got this full cup. And we receive from Him out of His fullness. He's not empty and we're receiving out of His emptiness. We're receiving out of His fullness. The same is true for us. When we give to others, we have to give out of our fullness. And that fullness that comes from Him. We give grace to other people out of the fullness that's found in Him. Now, so I was thinking about this concept. And just the other day, we talk about recognizing those symptoms. Recognizing those symptoms of where we're positioned. I'm a position in light and my position in darkness. And one of those symptoms is fatigue. And just, you know, we're in the time right now between Christmas and New Year's. So our schedules are a little off. My normal just daily rhythms are a little off of what they normally are just because we got everybody's home. It's kind of the holiday season. So my daily rhythms were a little off. And I noticed I was feeling much more fatigued. I was feeling that heaviness and that weight on me. And what I was really feeling was just felt like something was missing. Felt like there was something I was supposed to be doing. There wasn't feeling that fullness in Christ. I don't even know how to really describe the feeling that I was feeling. But we talk about learning to recognize those symptoms and how can I turn it back around quickly. God gives us this amazing gift of grace that out of His fullness, we can receive grace upon grace. We can get positioned right back in the light. And so I wasn't quite sure exactly what to do, but I just said, you know what? Just felt like I needed to get still for a second. We talk about just charging up, powering up, getting connected to God. So I'm just going to go upstairs for a second. I'm just going to sit down and I'm just going to get still for a second. Keep in mind, right before this, I was just feeling very fatigued. Just that normal rhythm was off. I was just feeling very fatigued. And so I'm going to go sit down. And almost immediately, when I sat down, this verse from John chapter 1:16 just came into my mind. Out of His fullness, we've all received grace upon grace. Out of His fullness, that's what I was feeling. I was feeling kind of like an emptiness on the inside, like a hollowness on the inside. I don't know if you ever had that. It's like almost like there's this, when your rhythm gets off, when you got some time to kind of relax a little bit, this emptiness, there's like this boredom type of feeling. But out of His fullness, we've all received grace upon grace. And then I began to hear this verse, talking about a passage from Colossians chapter 2, talking about the difference. What's the opposite of fullness? It's to be hollow. It's to be empty. It says that we can be taken captive in Colossians chapter 2. We can be taken captive through hollow philosophy. We can be taken captive through hollow philosophy. What's our philosophy? Our philosophy is our approach to living. Our philosophy is our belief system. Our philosophy is the approach we take towards life, the things we think to be true. And what is a hollow philosophy? A hollow philosophy is something that's focused on the external, but it doesn't have Christ in the center of it. It doesn't have God as the source of fulfillment on it. God as the source of fullness on it. So for example, this could be about money. We're managing money and we're looking at just the external factors, and our philosophy on money is not full of God in it. It's not God being the source of it. We could have an approach towards health and fitness, a good approach that we would think would be good. You look at this passage of scripture, it talks about in Colossians about human traditions and rules, the harsh treatment of the body, all these rules and regulations, don't eat this, don't touch that, don't do this. He said these are all based on human tradition, not on the fullness of Christ. Not on the fullness of Christ. Because when you, all those things are not necessarily bad, but when you take God out of them and you have a health system that doesn't have God as the source of it, God as the fullness of it, a financial system that doesn't have God as the source of it, the fullness of it, a system for planning and creating and walking out your purpose that doesn't have God as the source of the fullness and the center of it, it's hollow. It's hollow. It's not based on truth. It's not complete. It's not full. It's hollow on the inside. It's just external. And all this came to me literally in about 2 minutes. I sat down and said, I'm just going to connect with God for a second. Sat down and literally I looked at my watch when I started. It had been 2 minutes. All this came in about 2 minutes. And next thing you know, my energy levels are fully restored. I feel awesome. I'm positioned back in the light again. 2 minutes later. And this has been going on for probably an hour or two. I wasn't quite sure how to turn it around, but immediately, within 2 minutes, I'm experiencing that fullness again. Just one word. We talked about one word from God the other day. The right word at the right time is like a custom-made piece of jewelry. It can truly change everything. Just one word from Him. So we're going to get started with prayer, and then we're going to dive into this just a little bit more. We're going to take a look at those actual scriptures just a little bit more. We're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a two-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves, to take our positioning in the light. And now we're going to look at this, our positioning in the light. One of those symptoms that we talk about every day is this feeling of completeness, this feeling of fullness that's found in Christ. It's complete. It's full. There's nothing missing, nothing lacking. Everything that you need is in there. Peter tells us everything you need for life and godliness is already within you. Let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. Thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. Thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better. That the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Part of our prayer that we've been praying every day. Father, I ask you to bless us. Make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes. Expand our borders and our territory. Expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. We've been putting the new part in the prayer here lately. Father, send us opportunities to do good today, opportunities to be a blessing, opportunities to help people, opportunities to prosper and to increase greatly. And help us be sensitive to those opportunities. And keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes. And to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, so let's talk about our other half of prayer. This is where we talk about the four fundamentals. Every day, waking up like a kid on Christmas morning with expectation in God for the day. Putting these four things into practice. Remember, masters of anything are masters of the fundamentals, but you got to put some fun into them. You got to bring some presence and some energy, some fullness into them. Number one, taking our position in the light. Then we're going to magnify that light to make it bigger and brighter. We're going to stay tuned in today for God's leading and direction, and then take action. Do those things that you know to do. And do them from that place of fullness. Do them together in partnership with God. So our first one, position in the light. This is the on-off switch. We're going to take our positioning in the light. Every day as time moves forward, you got to keep repositioning yourself back into the light. I'm just looking at, I was reading last night, I think it's Psalms 89. This positioning has to be maintained every day. Order and positioning are one and the same. To maintain order is to maintain positioning. And it has to be defended every day because things in life want to knock you out of position. You have to defend this positioning. It has to be maintained. And one of the interesting verses I came across last night, Psalms chapter 89, God says, I maintain my love for you. God says, I maintain my love for you. You have to maintain these things. You have to play defense in the area of love to stay positioned in love consistently. To take our positioning in the light, we're going to take our positioning of humility, to humble ourselves, not insist on doing our things our own way, be willing to change, be willing to repent, be willing to grow, be willing to say we're sorry, we missed it, is to have that forgiveness flowing, to receive that forgiveness from God, to give yourself that same grace and forgiveness that God has given you, and then let that fullness flow through you to other people. It's really hard to give other people that same grace God has given you if you haven't experienced it from Him. You got to experience that fullness and let it flow through you out to other people. That forgiveness and love. And one of the greatest ways we're going to see today in this passage of scripture from Colossians 2, overflowing with thanksgiving. One of the keys to experiencing this fullness that's in the light is overflowing with thanksgiving. When you experience that fullness, you're going to begin to experience this overflowing thanksgiving. Helps to keep you positioned in this, helps you to maintain this. And inside of that light, there is that fullness. Everything God has, He's put in the light. Nothing is missing. It's full. The cup is overflowing. Everything He has, there's nothing missing. It's fully complete. His Spirit and power and presence, His love and peace and joy, His mind and wisdom, health and energy, time, finances, order, purpose, everything you need is in the light. And it's all one complete package with nothing missing, nothing broken. And it's receiving that fullness from Him. We're going to see, talked about today, all the treasures are hidden in Christ, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Receiving that fullness from Him and getting it flowing out through us, where we experience that fullness. So then we got to magnify it. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. We're going to get our positioning first. Then we got to start to magnify it, to make it bigger or greater so that it just takes over. It grows bigger and bigger on the inside of us. It gives God a bigger place to flow through us, a bigger place to work in our lives. So we experience that fullness at a greater level. And we're all magnifying something every day already based on what we're focused on, what we're thinking about, what we're talking about, what we're meditating on throughout the day. This is where we got to begin to magnify that light, begins to expand that capacity. It gets it rooted and established. We're going to see this verse today as well. This is a great passage of scripture, Colossians chapter 2 today. It gets it rooted and grounded and established in our hearts so that we become more fixed and consistent and immovable. When the issues and the pressures of life, think about that. The issues and pressures of life are coming at you every day, trying to knock you out of this. But you've got that fullness, that grace that's available in there to help you handle everything that's coming your way today. And it's all available today. People think, oh, it's not available till when we get to heaven. It's available today, right now. It's in there. It's full. You're full right now. So to magnify the light, we can magnify God's word, just diligently studying his word and praying about it and thinking about it and rolling it over in your mind and talking about it. To magnify his unfailing love, his faithfulness, his mighty works, that nothing's impossible with him. To magnify our righteousness in Christ, because of God, we've got because of Jesus, we've got peace with God. He eagerly desires to help us today. What he put within us, you are full in him. To magnify everything that's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report, and all the things that are going well rather than all the things that are wrong. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's choosing to bring them into the light. And remember, you're full. What God put in you, what God working in you, is so much bigger than these problems and issues that are coming your way. His grace is sufficient for everything that's coming at you today. So it's choosing not to magnify those issues, choosing to magnify God as bigger than the problems. But he does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion and insisting on doing things our own way, being unwilling to change, stuck in our ways, looking out for ourselves, inwardly focused, complaining, venting, talking about the problems over and over, just so focused on the issues and the problems and all the things that are wrong. And you have that sense like something's missing, something's off, something's missing. You're not experiencing that fullness in him. This is where we got to get good at recognizing those symptoms. It was this process that we're talking about that helped me, that all this message today came out of this process of learning to recognize those symptoms. So a couple other symptoms, I need to add them to our list here. Are you snapping at people? Are you retaliating at people? Are you withdrawing your presence for people, giving them the silent treatment, avoiding them? Those would all be symptoms that we're off track. I'm not coming from that place of fullness. I'm not having that grace flow through me. Because it's all about receiving that grace from God, letting it flow through you, that fullness flow through you out into the world. And when we're experiencing those symptoms, that's indicators for us, letting us know that we're off track a little bit. Then there's that heaviness and that pressure. It feels oppressive, like all that weight and pressure is on you. It feels like something's missing. It feels empty or hollow inside. It feels dead on the inside. It feels hopeless, like you're trapped or you're stuck. Your energy levels begin to diminish. Then there's the fear and stress and worry and dread of the future. There's confusion about what to do. You stay positioned in this consistently. You get bad habits and bad patterns, vicious cycles. And you can get into this hollow philosophy. This hollow philosophy, when it becomes part of your belief system, that can create some vicious cycles in our world. Where we frame the world, we see the world through a hollow philosophy that does not have God as the center of it. It's not based on truth. And our philosophy, our belief system, shapes our actions, our behaviors, and what we do on a daily basis, the decisions that we make every day, how we live our life. And it can imprison us. It can take us captive and put us into this vicious cycle when our philosophy doesn't have God in the center of it, when it's hollow. But when we're in the light, number one, there's rest. There's rest in your soul. You're complete. You're full in him. There's rest in your soul. And when you rest, you become so much more present and you become externally focused. And now all of a sudden, when you rest, God can go to work. When you rest, God goes to work. And now everything feels free and easy and effortless. And all of a sudden, that health, that energy, that peace, that joy, that love, all begin to flow through you because now God can go to work. And it feels easy because it's God's energy working through you. It's God's peace. It's his joy. It's his power. It's his mind and wisdom that begin to flow. All of a sudden, you get these aha moments, these flashes of insight. And you stay positioned in this consistently. He's going to reframe your perspective. He's going to give you a full philosophy rather than a hollow one. He's going to reframe your perspective. He may disrupt some of your patterns. You stay positioned in this consistently, he may disrupt some of your patterns to break you free from those hollow philosophies and give you one that's full of him instead. And God gives us this amazing gift of grace. This is what I experienced. Like I said, 2 minutes later, this amazing gift of grace. It only takes 1 second to turn it around, to go from darkness to light, simply by changing your focus, bringing God into the center of it. If you ever feel like you're off track, you're experiencing those symptoms, how do you turn it around? You humble yourself. Father, forgive me for focusing on that, for meditating on that. You receive that forgiveness. If you need to reconcile with anybody else, you forgive yourself. You reconcile with anybody else if you need to. And then you start praising him and thanking him for every good thing that he put within you. He's with you, that he's for you. And all of a sudden, it just flows instantly. You'll experience that turn. That peace will wash over you. That energy levels will begin to increase literally in 1 second. It's amazing how quick this can turn. And then we got to stay tuned in. So in my experience just the other day, it was this tuning in that actually was one of the things that helped me to turn it around, to get back into the light again. So every day we got to stay tuned in. You got to stay plugged in. You got to stay connected to him, listening each day. And it doesn't take him a long time to say a lot. This whole message today came out of 2 minutes. Doesn't take him a long time to say a lot, but you got to stay tuned in and plugged into him every day. One of the things I like to do at the end of every day with my journal, just recapping the day, I start with gratitude and praise and what went well that day. What were my wins for the day to get positioned in the light? And then I'll get still and I'll listen and say, God, what were you trying to show me today? Is there anything that I missed? If so, would you please repeat it? And you just get still and you listen and you wait for him to show you. And whatever comes into your mind, whatever it is, whether you think it's God or not, write it down. Just start writing it down, recording your journey with him each day. And then we've got to make some time as you go throughout your day, kind of like I had to do. I had to stop. You ever feel like you're getting disconnected at all? Stop, plug in, power up in him. Then the last part I like to do in my journal. What do I know to do today? Is there anything I'm unsure on? I don't know what to do. Just ask him. And what do you know to do today? I like to plan my day with God. What do I know to do today? Was there anything on my to-do list that I know to get done? Anything in my conscience or anything I've been procrastinating on? Anything I have a leading or excitement from God to do today? And that becomes your plan for today. What do I know to do today? Not things I'm unsure of, not things I'm uncertain of. What do I know to do today? And then it's about taking action, doing it together in partnership with God, with a willing heart, with a good attitude, full confidence in him. Confidence is that place where all the doubt and unbelief is removed. We're going to take action from that place of fullness in him. And as you do this, it does something like magnetize you. When his grace begins to flow through you, you receive it from him, it flows through you out into the world. It is this beautiful thing. And beauty is mysterious. Beauty is awe-inspiring. Beauty is attractive. Beauty begins to pull everything into your life. And God is the source of beauty. He's the source of beauty. You seek first the kingdom of heaven. All these things will be added to your life. It begins to pull into your life everything. You focus on him, he begins to pull everything else into your life. Let's take a look at some scriptures today. The first one, out of his fullness, we've all received grace in place of grace, grace upon grace, some versions say, already given. Out of his fullness, he's just continually pouring out grace upon grace upon grace upon grace. I think of it just like waves, just one wave crashing upon another, one wave crashing upon another. Out of his fullness, he comes from this place of fullness. It's hard to have this grace flowing in our lives unless we're coming from a place of fullness, because you can't give out of an empty cup. Now let's take a look at this passage in Colossians 2. I'm going to start at the beginning of the chapter just for a little bit of context. And there is so much in here. This is the Apostle Paul writing. He says, I want you to know how hard I'm contending for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not met me personally. My goal, this is Paul's goal. Paul's goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So he wants them to have this full, complete understanding. And I have a book called The Eighth Day. It talks about God showed me that I needed to develop understanding. What was it that I needed to understand? I needed to understand his grace and everything that he's made available to us. I needed to understand his grace, that he's continually working for our good, even when we feel like we've missed it. And it's his grace when we feel like we've missed it. He keeps doing good for us. He keeps giving us that grace upon grace that makes us want to change. It makes us want to change. It changes our hearts. It softens our hearts. Disrupts those belief systems and patterns we've been stuck in. And in whom, in Christ, are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now he says, I tell you this so that no one may deceive you by fine sounding arguments. There's going to be people in this world that have philosophies, they have arguments for ways of living that are not based on God. They're hollow philosophies that don't have God in the center of them. And we can become deceived by them. It's going to say here in a second that we can be taken captive by them. For though I'm absent from you in body, I'm present with you in spirit, and I delight to see how disciplined you are and how firm your faith in Christ is. Got to have firm, strengthened faith in Christ. So then the subtitle says, spiritual fullness in Christ. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him. So abide in him. Take your positioning in him, in the light every day. Rooted and built up or established in him. How do you get established? You magnify that light. The more you magnify it, the more it gets rooted and established in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught. And what? Overflowing with thankfulness. Overflowing means you're full. Overflowing with thankfulness. And he says here, see to it that no one takes you captive. What's it mean to be taken captive? To be a prisoner? Some versions talk about like almost like kidnapping. To be taken captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy. Philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world rather than on Christ. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And in Christ, you have been brought to fullness. So we got to watch out. These hollow, deceptive philosophies can take you captive because you develop a belief system. You develop an approach to life, a philosophy of living that doesn't have God in the center of it. It's hollow. It has no filling in it. Because God's not filling it. He's not the source of it. So we're going to take communion over this today. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this fullness that's found in Christ. This fullness that's found in him. And that we are full in him. We've been brought to fullness in him. Lord, I'm asking for any of us that, anyone who's watching or listening or any of us, if we've been taken captive at all through hollow or deceptive philosophy and any philosophies or approaches to life that don't have you in the center of them, that you would reveal that to us, that you would show that to us so that we would be set free. We would be set free. God wants to set us free. In so many ways. So Father, we thank you for this bread. And then on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And they said, take it. Receive it. That it makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. You've been brought to fullness in Him. You're full in Him. Overflowing with thankfulness because of His one sacrifice. So, Father, we thank You for this bread. I ask You to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In My blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. We've got this fullness in Him. I believe you experience this fullness. You experience this grace upon grace, just one grace stacking upon another. Just helps you to know God, His heart, His love, His goodness, that much more. Father, we just thank You for this cup. And ask You to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have a juice, you can take a juice. All right, so now it's about making today a masterpiece. We're going to take our positioning in the light. You're going to experience that fullness in Him. And then we're going to magnify it, where you feel that fullness just permeating into every area of your life. Going to pay attention to those symptoms. If you ever get off track, you turn it around quickly. Stay tuned in today, and we're going to take action doing those things that we know to do, doing them together in partnership with God. You keep doing this day by day. He's going to lead you to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the Abundant Life Training Center.com.